As I'm recording episode 883 of Phone Boy Speaks, that's what this is, I am I'm basically trying to avoid Twitter right now because the series finale of the very popular television show called Mad Men is airing on the East Coast of the United States. And I'm on the West Coast. And of course, a lot of people I follow on Twitter also happen to watch Mad Men. And now this is kind of a problem now, right? Because if I lived on the East Coast, it probably wouldn't be a big deal because it first airs on the East Coast. And then there's, you know, but there's that 3-hour time difference, right? So they don't air it at the same time on the West Coast and the East Coast. I mean, well, they do, but it's it's still because of the 3-hour time difference, it's aired at, you know, 10 p.m. or whatever, right? And so this is, I don't want to see any spoilers before I get a chance to watch it. But that this is a problem, right? Is that, you know, it used to be that when a television show came on, right, you could if it came on at, you know, on the East Coast first, I mean, I wouldn't hear anything unless somebody called me, right? It's hard now because of just kind of the things I do to avoid spoilers, right? And this is the, you know, this is the kind of the where I'm at right now, is I'm having to avoid being spoiled. I want to watch the last episode. I want to be, you know, and I want to be able to experience it for myself rather than experience it 140 characters at a time on Twitter. And, you know, sadly, I'm probably going to have to avoid Twitter all of this evening, right, until I get a chance to watch it. It won't be at 10 o'clock when it comes on here on the West Coast. It'll be some other point in the future. But my guess is that this is kind of interesting if you look at the history of the show, right? And there was, if you look at the number of people that watched Mad Men, on AMC, it wasn't really that many people, but apparently it was enough, and it was enough of the right kind of people that they managed to keep their show on the air. And certainly in the circles that I run, people are aware of Mad Men and have watched and have at least watched part of it anyway, so they kind of know the thing. And honestly, they're, you know, what they've done really with the show is it's just great. I don't know, but regardless how you feel about the show, watching television now, I mean, because we're still kind of stuck in this old way, right, where things come on television for the most part at a certain time, unless it's a live sporting event where it's all, everybody watches it at the same time, right? But this, you know, the staggered release schedule—it's kind of silly. In fact, you know, I almost wish they'd do away with it, and, you know, not just for television shows, but for everything. Because now, unless you happen to be among the first group that watch it, you're going to get, you know, and if you participate on social networks or whatever, you're going to get spoiled, which is, you know, I guess a first world problem. But at the same time, this is something that the entertainment industry hasn't really done anything about, right? They're still sticking with the old models and you know, not realizing that, well, you know, once it's out one place, it's out every place. And of course, the real reason that it's available every place is because of piracy, because, you know, there's no doubt that Mad Men will show up on a BitTorrent site within a couple of hours after the show finishes airing in the United States, or at least on the East Coast of the United States. And it's just the way it goes, right? I mean, this is true with all the movies, and it's true that pretty much all the entertainment. Once someplace airs it, there's usually somebody out there that will get it out to the industry. So, this is something I don't understand. It's like, this is what's going to happen anyway. So why not actually make it really easy for that to happen? You know, why not just release it everywhere all at the same time? Why not make it a fair price and also make it available to see on, you know, well, you know, not just on specific platforms, but on any platform, right? Just make it available at a fair price, right? It's kind of like what Kim.com said on Twitter the other day. It's basically the same thing, right? And these companies are trying to, you know, they're grasping at grains of sand, trying to prevent them from falling through their hands, which is kind of what content is in this case. And once it's out there, once it's out there forever. And so, although that's a whole nother, you know, at some point it'd be nice to be able to forget some of the stuff that's out there, but that's a different discussion altogether. But so watching, you know, highly anticipated TV in the modern day age is a very different experience from what it was when I was a kid, and I don't know that we're necessarily better for it, but I really wish that the rest of the industry would get on with it and just realize that this is the way it is and actually adapt. And right now they haven't, and so they're kind of ruining the experience for everyone else that's not in the right place at the right time when the show airs first.